regarding the current situation, how does the Chinese government actually view Taiwan, and how has that dictated their military actions?
Well, they regard Taiwan as a breakaway province, essentially, as their territory. Historically, of course, the People's Republic of China has never controlled Taiwan. And if you go back to the history books and you look up the Treaty of Shimonoseki, which was negotiated in the late 19th century, the Qing dynasty in China ceded Taiwan to Japan. And then after the end of the Second World War, Taiwan essentially went back to the nationalist Chinese under Chiang Kai-shek. And of course, when the communists under Mao Zedong won the Civil War in 1949, the nationalists under Chiang went to Taiwan, the island of Formosa. And Taiwan has been essentially under the nationalist Chinese, essentially the Taiwanese, ever since. So historically, the People's Republic of China has never controlled Taiwan, but the Chinese government still regards Taiwan as a breakaway province that they seek to take back. From the Taiwanese perspective, of course, they don't see themselves as Chinese. They don't see themselves as part of the People's Republic of China. They see themselves as Taiwanese. So there is a real problem here because the Taiwanese do not want to reunify with China, but China is determined to take them by force. And this is shaping the Chinese military development towards the ability to be able to launch a cross-strait invasion and take Taiwan by force and effectively annex it against the will of the Taiwanese people.
Assuming China follows through on those actions, on a ground invasion such as it were, what are the moral and legal obligations, firstly, that the United States has to Taiwan?
The U.S. has a U.S.-Taiwan mutual security agreement where the U.S. is obliged to provide defense equipment to Taiwan. But there's no actual defense alliance or defense treaty where the U.S. is required to come to the assistance of Taiwan. Having said that, if the U.S. Did not come to the assistance of Taiwan in the face of a Chinese cross-straits invasion, I think that it's very likely, and I think most analysts agree, that the U.S. Credibility in the eyes of its allies in the region, notably Japan, South Korea, and Australia, and others, would be completely gone. They would be seen to be turning their back on a key partner, and the credibility in terms of the U.S. willingness to defend others would be completely undermined. So the U.S. would lose an awful lot strategically if it did not come to Taiwan's assistance. And there's also an ethical and moral issue here in the sense that we are talking about 24 million Taiwanese who are living in a Western liberal democracy with a free market economy, essentially being handed over to an authoritarian state like China against their wishes. So there's a political and strategic imperative to intervene, and I think there's a moral and ethical imperative to intervene as well.
So in regards to how that that affects Australia, obviously we have the close military partnership with the United States. Do we have any similar obligations to Taiwan?
We have the ANZUS agreement with the United States, which requires us to consult with the United States in the event of a major crisis in the Indo-Pacific region, and a cross-straits invasion by China against Taiwan would clearly fit that bill. So we would certainly consult under the ANZUS agreement. And as I said, if we don't come to the assistance of the United States when the US is going to war against China, then I think the ANZUS agreement would be essentially gone, would be finished. So it's in our political and strategic interest to come to the assistance of the United States and, by extension, Taiwan, in the event that the Chinese do undertake some sort of cross-straits invasion. If we don't, well, then we're on our own. We have no protection from the US, and that's a far more dangerous situation for us to be in.
Of course, though, China being our largest trading partner, this has been a question that's been asked for years now, you know, putting us between a rock and a hard place in regards to China and the US and who we would choose in such a conflict. Surely the consequences for Australia would be quite dire in getting involved in this conflict as well.
Oh, obviously, it's dire in terms of we're sending our young men and women into harm's way to fight a war. But when you talk about China being our largest trading partner, just remember, it's that largest trading partner that is now denying us the ability to trade, that is waging political warfare against Australia and has been since 2017, purely because we refuse to let them have control over our critical national infrastructure in the form of 5G. And they've accelerated and expanded that political warfare because we have stood up to China in terms of their demands to be accommodated. We have questioned them in terms of the outbreak of the COVID pandemic. And, you know, last year they did present a list of 14 demands to us that they wanted us to accept, which in return for them restoring the relationship. And that sort of behavior is 19th century behavior, okay? So we're not going to surrender our national interests and our values to China simply to have a trading relationship with them. So yes, if we were to support the US in any conflict against Taiwan, there would be consequences. We would come under attack from China. But to, as I said, to not support the United States in the hope that China would trade with us, I think is a worse bargain.
Very much thin end of the wedge type stuff. Malcolm, thanks very much. Do appreciate you joining us and unpacking this one for us a little bit.
My pleasure.